Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
All right, Carl's little, his voice is weak, Godfather, so I get to run point. I'm a star. Joined now by a real star. Guy won a Super Bowl twice with the Steelers, and he's just a good dude. You see him on CBS and CBS Sports Live. Bryant McFadden joins us on the WadeFord.com Highline. Surprised they fired the coach and the GM, boss.
So which team are we?
Oh, I'm sorry. Ours, the Falcons.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I'm not going to lie. Because of how the team finished. It was a four-game winning streak, right. If I'm not mistaken, four-game winning streak. It felt like Raheem had control of the locker room, which led to more competitive, consistent play. So I felt like, you know what, when they finished on a really good note, you know, maybe he might stick around. But, you know, that's the life of the National Football League, as we've seen as of late with some of the other openings that has happened since this past Sunday.
I really like this guy, Bryant McFadden. I like him a lot. Communication and accountability is something that Arthur Blank said yesterday in his press conference that he felt the team was lacking. I want you to talk about your time in Pittsburgh. How does a guy like Mike Tomlin last this long? Or John Harbaugh, who, again, was let go this week. I have to believe that those are the top two reasons why. Players come and go, but accountability and communication. How good was it when you were there, and is that the key to this longevity thing with these coaches in the NFL?
That's a great question, Carl. And to answer your question about John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin and why they were able to last as long as they lasted, and Mike Tomlin is still going, is – they walked into a really defined situation. They walked into a situation where the culture was already built. They walked into a situation where the structure was already there. Remember, Mike Tomlin took over for a Super Bowl winning coach in Bill Cowher,
yes,
who was there.
Yes.
The foundation was already there. We already had leadership. We knew what it meant to be a Steeler. Then you look at John Harbaugh, he took over for Brian Billick, who was a Super Bowl winning coach as well. Who established a culture. So that's a unique position to have when you're trying to be a new head coach, when you're just basically taking over for someone who already created everything for you. And I'm not saying those two coaches had to do their work. No question they did. But it's a different situation when you walk into a house that's already remodeled. The structure is there instead of building it from ground up. And that's what we're seeing now with some of the troubles from some of the more recent head coaches that have been fired, a la Raheem Morris. He took over for Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith left the foundation. It wasn't built. He's trying to create it. You look at Mike McDaniel and what he walked into. You know what I mean? So
right.
There's a lot of coaches that don't have that same luxury. that a Mike Tomlin had, like a John Harbaugh had, where you walked into a situation where, man, all we got to do is, man, keep this thing afloat and continue to add pieces to the puzzle.
Talking with our man, Bryant McFadden, guys, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Because they got Jackson Dart up there in New York, and they do have some nice pieces on defense, they were decimated. They lost Neighbors to injuries. They got to get a running back. But is the Giants a better job than the Falcons?
No. I had this conversation multiple times this week about the Giants and what's the most ideal destination for a head coaching vacancy, right? And I went Atlanta. And the reason why I went Atlanta is because even though Atlanta does not have a 2026 first-round pick, it's still a very, very talented roster. You know, you got to, when healthy, you got two bookend tackles, McGarry and Matthews, along with Lindstrom. You got a well-established offensive line. You got one of the best talented running backs in the game, right? You got wide receiver. You got a wide receiver one along with Mooney. When healthy, you know he's serviceable. Got to figure out what Kyle Pitts is. Of course, you got to get the quarterback situation understood. You got young pieces that are foundational pieces on the defense. And you're in a winnable division. I mean, think about it like this, guys. The Falcons still almost won a division with Kirk Cousins filling in. Like, the Falcons finished with the same identical record as the divisional winners in the Carolina Panthers at 8-9. The Falcons were one game away from winning the division with how bad they've been. So if you are a coach and you look at the situation, the neighborhood, right? Do you want to go to the Giants where you're always going to be playing second fiddle to Philly? Worst case scenario. And we know Dallas, they got talent on the offensive side. They can find a way to get their defense right. That's another potential competitor. And also, too, when you look at the quarterback star power in the NFC East compared to not having that same star power in the NFC South, you got Bryce Young, Tyler Shuck, and Baker Mayfield, right? So that's my argument and why I believe Atlanta is a more desirable destination than the New York Giants. Now, the market is the market, no question. When you coach in New York, when you play in New York, it's a bigger deal. But also because of that, most people don't last long because the expectations are super high.
B, let's get into some of these matchups this weekend. It's Bryant McFadden here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rams-Panthers, I think this is going to be a beatdown. Sorry. I mean, I'm interested, but I'm not. I mean, I just feel like, you know, Stafford didn't play well the first time. This feels like the Rams just handling business. But tell me about this Packers-Bears game, which is the night game tomorrow night, and why I'm leaning Bears. Am I the only one? I'm leaning Bears because there's something here. B, what is it?
You know what? That Bears game is going to be very, very intriguing. I think it potentially could be snow for four quarters. Who knows? But for you to lean Bears, Carl, I can see your logic. I think it can go either way. But I can tell you this much. The first two meetings between these two said teams, it came down to the last possession.
Sorry, B, you dropped out for a second. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, remember the first two meetings, it came down to the last possession.
Right.
Right, with the Packers and the Bears. And the second meeting, Jordan Love got knocked out of the game early on. Malik Willis came in relief and still played well. But you still would rather have Jordan Love.
Right.
Now, my question for Chicago, their defense over the last few weeks has been a bit vulnerable. Even going back to the first meeting against Green Bay, anytime they blitzed Jordan Love, he tore them apart. Mm-hmm. He had a field day in man-to-man situations defensively from the Chicago Bears and when facing pressure. So what will the answer be for Chicago? Because one thing about the Bears defense, guys, when they're not forcing turnovers or getting interceptions, they're average. They're either boom or bust. There's no in-between with the Chicago Bears defensively. Even they're opportunistic, forcing turnovers and playing a great defense, or they're just kind of giving you the bare minimum. What will their answer be for Green Bay and Jordan Love? And then secondly, for Caleb Williams, this is his first playoff game. You know, how will he handle this moment, you know, this stage? A lot of players on Chicago team, this is their first playoff experience. The Green Bay Packers have more experienced players in this moment. And also, too, it comes down to the head coaching matchup, man. Matt LaFleur, Johnson, Ben Johnson. You know, those two guys have done a great job getting the most out of their said players on the offensive end. But who will have the best adjustments? Who will have that fake punt dialed up? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Things like that is something that I'm watching.
It's BMAC with us, guys. Bryant McFadden here on Dukes and Bell talking playoffs. The early game on Sunday, Jaguars hosting the Bills. Bills, they have a hard time stopping the run.
Yeah.
And the Jags, yes, we were talking about yesterday. We were so excited about Travis Hunter. Once they got him off the field with the injury, things started to click. So Jaguars, I mean, and Sunshine, Trevor Lawrence, has been playing great. So who do you like in that one?
I love Jacksonville in that one, man. I love Jacksonville. And this is going to be, if it happens, Buffalo Bills, this will be a devastating loss for Josh Allen if he loses in the first round to Trevor Lawrence. If he loses in the first round to a non-Pat Mahomes, to a non-Joe Burrow, to a non-Lamar Jackson, those guys are not in the playoffs, right? So in the AFC, Josh Allen is the most experienced AFC playoff quarterback. And I'm saying that over Aaron Rodgers because Aaron Rodgers' playoffs came with the Green Bay Packers. So I love this matchup for Jacksonville. To your point, they've done a great job running the football. Travis Etienne, Tootin has done a good job as well. Trevor Lawrence has been outstanding. Since they acquired Jakobi Meyers, has really helped Trevor Lawrence. Britton Strange has been a big-time asset in the passing game. Their defense is really, really good against the ground and pound attack, so that's a big challenge for Buffalo because Jacksonville's defense is really, really good. Their top, what, 6-7 unit against the run. And who's going to step up for Josh Allen in the passing game? You know what I mean? Who's going to step up? They've been trying to figure this thing out the entire season, man, but the Jacksonville Jaguars don't have the same questions or concerns. But I'll say this. Even with some of the concerns for Buffalo, like you said, they can't stop the run. Losing Ed Oliver has been a massive loss for them.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But Josh Allen has no excuses now.
Right.
I can care less how they lose if they lose. It doesn't matter. You still got to deliver the baby. Nobody cares about the labor pains. Right? In the game of football, nobody cares about the pain that comes with labor. You still got to deliver. So for Josh Allen, regardless, he still got to find a way to deliver because of the expectations that are tied to his name, especially in a playoff tournament with none of the said quarterbacks that I mentioned earlier.
B, before we let you go out of here, obviously Steelers play on Monday night. I hate to say it.
Say it.
Don't say it.
But these Texans, man, these Texans and this defense has me wondering how the Steelers are going to operate. Look, I know they were without DK Metcalf. They get their guys back. But when you look at the Houston Texans and how hot they've been and why they've been hot, coming into this game, I mean, you're talking about, what, 8-9 in a row?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Carl. And, Mike, you can chime in on this one as well.
Okay.
And for y'all listeners that are checking us out in the car, answer the question. Even though we can't hear you, we're going to feel your answer.
Okay.
Which quarterback do you trust the most, Aaron Rodgers or C.J. Stroud, based on what you've seen this season?
Aaron.
Yeah, it's Aaron.
Aaron. Just based on – yeah, look, I think C.J. Stroud has been up and down, but his defense has carried him. And then
No. I just asked one question. Okay. It was either Aaron Rodgers.
It's A.A. Ron.
Yes, Aaron Rodgers.
There you have it. And, yes, their defense has been outstanding.
Yes.
The best in the National Football League. But at some point in time, your quarterback is going to have to make something happen. Aaron Rodgers has been a pleasant surprise the entire season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the thing I love about Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers in general, they play either up or down to their opponent. We saw that in Cleveland weeks ago. We saw that last Sunday night against the Baltimore Ravens. That's just who the Pittsburgh Steelers have been. They're either going to play up or down to their opponent. One thing I know about playoff football, every opponent you see, you have to get up for because they're really, really good. And a stat that is associated with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They haven't lost a home Monday night football game since 1991.
What?
You guys know who won? Remember who won the NBA championship in 91?
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
No question.
Yeah.
No question. That's who won the NBA championship in 1991 for our Gen Z listeners. That's how long it's been since Pittsburgh has lost a home Monday night game.
Wow.
So I said this before this happened. When we were doing our playoff predictions and of who would get in, I for one said the best matchup for the Pittsburgh Steelers would be a team like Houston because they don't have a quarterback as of what we've seen this season that can really threaten you. That can really threaten you. Now, I'm not saying C.J. Stroud ain't tough. Yeah, he is. But I'm just saying what we've seen this season. Because all we can do is talk about what we've seen in 2025. We can't talk about what he did his rookie year or any other year. It's about what he's done in 2025. In 2025, he has kind of been carried by that elite defense. More so than him carrying the defense. Would you guys agree or disagree?
Yeah, his 19 touchdowns, 8 picks, just 34. 3,000 yards is nothing in this NFL. So you're right.
So
when you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
So that's why I'm trending with my guys.
Okay.
I am. Right. And I understand y'all got, yeah. Well, y'all going to have me on here next week and say, well, B-Mac, you're right. Yeah.
All right, man. All right, we'll see.
I hope you're wrong.
Yeah, we'll say B was, Carl, he was too close to it with the Steelers. But we'll find out. We'll find out.
All right,
man. Have a great weekend, boss. We'll talk next Friday.
All right, thank you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology, Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.